Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we welcome in now Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, host of the PFF Forecast. Eric, how are you? Good to have you once again on a Tuesday.
You know, I'm good. I'm enjoying watching the New Orleans Saints every week. They're never predictable, and that's a lot of fun.
What are you seeing? What are the grades? What are the numbers? How would you break them down? Coach Payton didn't want a yo-yo team. He told them that, but he's getting kind of that yo-yo team.
Well, I know when they got to Drew Brees on the extended halftime show for Sunday Night Football, and he was saying, you know, you're always going to have to work with Jameis's innate, gunslinger mentality, right? And that's just something that Drew really didn't have in him and something that Peyton has to harness. I thought that, you know, watching that game, and I, you know, as somebody, you talk about my podcast, the PFF Forecast, you talk about betting. One of the bigger bets we made all week was New Orleans laying the points against Washington. So we were really invested in that game. And one of the things that we liked about that game was, you know, this opportunity for New Orleans to take advantage of the Washington linebackers with Alvin Kamara. And I did think that even though Jameis, you know, the first interception wasn't pretty, they do rely, you know, 15 completions only, 4 touchdowns. But among those completions were finally this season the first time they really went to Kamara out of the backfield as a receiver. And to me, I thought that was a great adjustment. That's one of those things where if Jameis has to just rely on the downfield stuff, I just don't know if he could be as effective for you guys. But if you sprinkle in the stuff to Kamara underneath, I think you can build efficient and, you know, to Peyton's point, more consistent offense.
Yeah, Eric, along that point that you're making, Alvin Kamara, I'm looking at because he turned into a punt returner because Deontay Harris was out. The thing about that, they have a playbook and a lot of plays that they're running. Deontay Harris is out. He catches a bomb. He can't play anymore. And then Taysom Hill gets knocked out. I don't know. They got to scratch out a bunch of plays. Oh, we can't call that. Can't call that. Or they got to expect someone they can plug and play, but not on the level maybe of Deontay Harris or Taysom Hill to be able to achieve that. But if he could do this every game, this is all-purpose yards, 151 total yards, then they get in bang for their buck with Kamara. I think that's going to be crucial going forward. And Mike Dettillier says this all the time, Eric. I know now I'm looking into the future. Got the bye week. Then you play Seattle Monday Night Football. It does matter when you play a team. Yep. Russell Wilson has never missed a game, basically. And I'd be shame on the Saints if we don't win at Seattle without Russell Wilson. That's the approach I'm taking.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule sort of shining and smiling brightly on the Saints. They're not only getting a backup quarterback, but also getting a week of tape on him because of the bye. They, you know, and not only that, but you get an extended sort of rest differential. You got not only get the bye, but you get another day of rest because it's Monday Night Football. And the Saints are Sunday Night Football this week. Or sorry, the Seahawks are Sunday Night Football this week. So you get also a team that's on, you know, a little less rest than they otherwise would be. So it's a very good schedule. You know, we talked about the Carolina Panthers having a really easy schedule coming out of the gate. They actually had the second hardest one down the stretch here, one of the Saints' opponents in the NFC South. This is shining nicely on New Orleans as they sort of, you know, go at 3-2, probably a record we all expected them to have, but in a completely weird way. And now they come out of the bye with an opportunity to really press that edge. You look at the NFC, talking about Seattle, that was one of the teams the Saints were going to be competing against for a wild card in this conference, and they get sort of swept away a little bit. This is setting up nicely for the Saints, and defensively they're getting healthier.
Eric, I think one of the things in this game that was different from the Giants game, and that the offense sort of had some of the same looks, was defensively the Saints bent, didn't break, came up with turnovers, stops in the red zone. That, to me, was the big difference between what we saw the week before against the Giants and what we saw against Washington. Okay, you got a big pick, you know, inside the five-yard line by Paulson Adebo. P.J. Williams comes up with a big interception. You bent and bent and bent, but you didn't give up the seven. You forced them to kick field goals, or you got the turnover. And defensively, man, when you really good in red zone defense, if you in that top five, you making the playoffs.
And Eric, like Mike's saying, I mean, to me, I'm trying to tell the Who Dat Nation, there's no way the Saints don't win if we continue to do this. Do you know right now we number one red zone offense and number one red zone defense as far as scoring touchdowns or not giving up touchdowns? I think it's only been one trip. We're not quite 100%, 90-plus. That if we do that and then you look at it, we plus five for the season. Don't lose the turnover battle. If we even on the plus side and you're doing that and bending but don't breaking and then you scoring, how can you not win? Even all the parity in the NFL, to me, that right there speaks volumes why the Saints do have a winning record right now.
Well, and you said it, like, when's the last time Jameis Winston's team was plus five in turnover differential?
Right.
Through five games. You know, like, he's taking care of the ball. I mean, he's going to get interceptions. He's not Drew Brees. But the biggest thing, I think, for you guys and is where it's trending, right, is your number one offense in red zone percentage, and you haven't even played Michael Thomas yet. You haven't had
right.
Michael Thomas on the field for one snap. That's obviously going to be extremely beneficial once he comes back. And on defense, like we talked about this a number of times on your show, where last season they were one of the league's best teams because they had depth. They had so many good defensive players on that team. And this year the depth is a little bit gone because of suspensions and injuries and defections. But what happened on Sunday? One of the best players on the team, a former first-round pick, a big contract guy, Marshon Lattimore looked, you know, Washington's best player in the eye and basically shut him down for the majority
Amen.
Of the game.
Amen. He shut him down.
And to me, I think that that's how you have to win when you're a team that can't lean on the depth that it has historically had. So when you look at that game, it's, again, Jameis playing good football, taking care of the football for the most part, making throws, luck shining down on you a little bit with that Marquez Callaway catch in the end zone at the end of the half. And then your big-time players, your Alvin Kamaras, your Marshon Lattimores, your Cameron Jordans, making plays when you're supposed to. That's the recipe for winning. And I'm not saying that that's going to be enough to beat Tampa. I'm not saying that's enough to beat, you know, the Green Bays of the world in the playoffs or something like that. But it gives you a chance. And I think this Saints team in year one without Drew Brees is just looking to have a chance in every game because, you know, that as you said, with all the parity in the league, that's all you really need.
Now, Eric, how about this? Do y'all even take into consideration on Pro Football Focus the punter? I mean, no one pays attention to the punter until they shank it or that was a nice punt or a great punt. Or why did he shank it? I look at Blake Gillikin. Thomas Morstead was outstanding in a Saints uniform. I think this game that Blake Gillikin had, we witnessed this in the COVID season. That's why they protected him. Man, we can't let this guy go. Kind of like, Will Lutz didn't make the Ravens. Guess what? Because they had Justin Tucker. And so we were fortunate to get Will Lutz. But I'm looking at Blake Gillikin. Became the first punter since 2000 to have three punts of 50-plus yards to be down inside the five-yard line. It was even better than that. It was like either the 1, 2, or 3-yard line. Only 30 times in the past 21 years have punters done so twice in a single season. Now, Morstead contributed to that total out of the 30 times the past 21 years, three times. So I'm looking at right now with Blake Gillikin, the Saints could have a quarter of a century. Well, we ain't worried about the damn punter. What? We got the best of the best. And when you look at Thomas Morstead now and Blake Gillikin.
Well, you had Tommy Barnhart, who was actually pretty good, too, right?
But he went on that level.
He wasn't that good.
Yeah, he was like a B, at times B+. He went like A+. I mean,
I mean, like, look, punters are a lot better now than they used to be. It's a lot easier. You know, the goal used to be, and this is why we actually, Chris Cooley, the former Vikings punter, is the guy that helped us develop our grades for punters, because, you know, it's an interesting art, right? But, like, the game has evolved, right? It used to be back when you played, and when I played punt returner in college, it was like, you know, you put your heels on the 10, and as the ball goes over your head, you let it go. But now it's like guys will catch the ball at the 5-yard line because they know if they let it go, it'll get to the 2 or 3 yard line. And when you're in a game when your quarterback is Jameis Winston and their quarterback is Taylor Heineke, you know, field position matters a lot more than if it's a game between Drew Brees and Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean? And so, again, if this Saints team is going to win 10 games, win 11 games, they have to be really good in the kicking game, and they struggled at field goals and extra points so far this year, of course, without Lutz.
Yeah, without Will Lutz. Oh, that's the only error, because kickoff, punt coverage, kickoff in the returning game, coverage game, and the punter, we're all fine. It's just
can it's you a bad week to be a kicker last week.
Yeah, boy, look all the missed extra points.
13 and 17.
Yeah. So now it's adventurous. Are you going to make the extra point or
every,
not?
Every week. Eric, quickly, a grade on Pete Werner. Last 2 weeks, he has really played well.
Tackling machine.
Yeah, he's not the biggest cat in the world. He's built more like a strong safety, but he's smart. He's instinctive. You rarely see him out of position. And he's a pretty doggone good open field tackler.
Right, and you saw, you know, Antonio Gibson, who's one of the better young backs in the NFL, he was pretty much neutralized. J.D. McKissic, another guy we talked about last week on the show, not a huge impact on the game, and that's because of DeMario Davis, that's because of Werner. You know, that's a very important spot, right, and it's a spot that you guys were always wondering about. And, you know, in a league where, you know, smaller boxes are really the norm, right, trying to play too high and trying to limit passing games, you need smaller linebackers not only be able to move around, but also be physical. And that's a hard combination to find. It seemed like they found it here in Werner.
Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus. Eric, Cam Jordan's not racking up the sack numbers that we've grown accustomed to, but he was outstanding last week against the run. He always has been against the run. Where's he grading out? Are we missing something with pressures or anything like that?
Are we just too sack crazy? Oh, he didn't get a sack, so he didn't have a good game.
Yeah,
because he excels at a number of areas, but the fans, oh, he didn't get a sack. What's wrong with Cam Jordan?
Yeah, so like the math of it is a sack is worth about 2 points to a defense. Every time you get pressure on a quarterback, it's worth about a third of a point. So you can see that, you know, sacks are about 6 times more valuable than pressures. But pressure, generally speaking, if I tell you how many pressures a guy has, you're going to be more likely to predict his future sacks than if I tell you how many sacks he has. So pressures are the process, sacks are the results. So I think the sacks will come for Jordan. I also think it's because, you know, they missed Lattimore for a game. They, you know, they haven't been quite as strong in the secondary. I think as they get healthier back there and you know, sort of, you know, you get more games like you got out of Lattimore last week, quarterbacks will have to hold on to it a little bit longer, and you'll get some more sacks, and they'll come. You know, the other thing is also when you don't have guys like Davenport, you don't have guys like Onyemata playing next to you, you know, you're a one-man show there, and you see it a lot. Like, why did Bud Dupree get a contract with the Titans? Well, it's because T.J. Watt was rushing quarterbacks right into his lap. And when you don't have that necessarily, your sack numbers are not as good, even if you're playing just as well.
Eric Eager, he's with us each and every Tuesday during the football season. Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus. Always a blast, man. Thanks.
All right, Eric.
Eric,
I want you to work on that Australian kicking. You know, that punting, that's a new phase of the punting game. Think how amazing that is.
That has changed the punting world.
We chart when the kicker puts the ball inverted, the toe down. So we even chart that. So, yeah, wow. we love punters at PFF.
Jimmy and Gretna, Tony from DeParish, and Keith in New Orleans East, you're next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.